And don't slam the door when I'm in the middle of talking to you, Sue. It's extremely rude.
Go away.
Come here.
No, I won't.
Come back here this minute.
What is it?
Did you hear what I said about tidying your room?
I was going to tidy it.
If you'd said that in the first place, I wouldn't have had to call you back again, would I?
Oh, really?
And I want it done now, please. Not in another 2 hours. That room is a disgrace.
Hello, what was all that about then?
I was just coming to tell you, darling. Some more people are calling to see the house.
Oh, when?
This morning, about 12.
Here we go again.
Oh, don't do a Sue on me.
Well, like slamming the door.
Don't, Mike. I sounded like an old fishwife, didn't I? But honestly, she's being absolutely bloody-minded at the moment. And it isn't just a few things strewn round her room. She's emptied about 3 drawers full.
Well, I know how she feels. There wouldn't be any more coffee going with her.
Yes, of course.
Oh, Bath is like a distant mirage. I can't believe we're ever going to get things sorted out at this end.
Well, they say moving house is one of the biggest traumas in life. It even comes before bereavement.
What do you mean, comes before?
On the list of traumatic experiences.
Good God, you mean somebody's actually made a list?
Yes.
Where does changing your job come on that list?
I can't remember.
I don't suppose it has resigning as editor on it.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, poor darling. Quite a wrench, isn't it?
Ah, thanks. If only I knew who I was leaving the Herald to. It's like abandoning your child to a total stranger.
You don't think one of the outside applicants will get it, do you?
No idea.
And you think Liz really has dished her chances with the Lady Thackeray thing?
Well, she never really had more than an outside chance, I suppose. But I still hope she does something about that. I hate to see her knuckling under to old Milt. I'd like her to give him a bit of a jolt, that's all. She stood up to him pretty well when I left her to cope on her own the other day.
Mike, you didn't by any chance leave Liz to it on purpose, did you?
Well, let's say I was quite pleased I had to go off to the printers.
Why?
Well, I wanted to see whether she'd get rattled.
And she didn't?
No.
Just as well. It was taking rather a risk, wasn't it? A bit hard on poor Liz.
Oh, I think Liz has got a lot more of what it takes than she realizes herself. It needs bringing out a bit, that's all. And if that...
Mummy? What's the matter now?
Daddy was in the middle of saying something, darling. It's always a good idea to wait and see when you come into a room. Not barge in talking.
Heck.
Never mind. What was it you wanted?
Do I have to tidy my bookshelves as well?
No. Just the floor.
You said I had to tidy my room.
Darling, just so that we can actually walk into it when these people arrive.
I wish they didn't have to come round.
So do we all. Oh, and make the bed.
Oh, no, honestly.
Oops. That young lady's going to get a good slap before long.
You can't really blame her, Mike.
What do you mean?
Well, we're making enough fuss and we want to go to Bath. She doesn't want to go at all. So it's not surprising she's fed up.
Oh, I can see why you're getting sick of it, George.
Yes, it's not that it's all that loud, it's just penetrating. You know, I can hear it going round in my head sometimes when I lie down at night.
Oh, dear. Well, I put the shepherd's pie in the fridge.
Oh, it's very kind of you, Shirley, but you shouldn't have bothered her. Really, you shouldn't.
Well, I was making one. I thought I might as well make two.
It'll just come into my supper tonight.
I wasn't going to ask you round, because I'm working. You know, I've got quite a lot of reading to do. But if you want to get away from that, then...
I wouldn't dream of bothering you, dear. And I don't suppose it'll still be going on then. I hope not, anyway. It's just not my kind of music, I'm afraid.
You call that music?
Who are we to say, Shirley? To each his own. And he's a very nice young man, Mungie. I feel quite sorry for him sometimes.
Why?
Well, he does his best. And it can be a bit difficult for him. I mean, when all those school children come swarming in, the noise they make, chattering and picking things up. Between you and me, I think there's quite a bit of pinching goes on.
Oh, well, that explains the notice.
Notice?
Stuck on the shop door. Only 2 school children at a time.
Good for Mungie. I don't blame him. It'll cut down a bit of the noise, too.
Oh, it must be rotten, mustn't it? Mm. Not quite having got the language right yet, not quite being used to things.
That's why those children come here, if you ask me, just taking advantage.
Yeah. George, listen. Oh.
Like heaven, isn't it? Silence.
Well, I'll leave you to enjoy it, okay?
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye.
Oh. Oh, no. No, this is too much. I'm sorry, Kath. I'll miss this place. I will miss it, but I can't go on like this. I've just got to move. Oh, is that Roland and Watkins, the estate agents? Shirley. Could you hold on a moment, please?
It's all right, George. It's something I forgot. I'll come back later.
Oh. I'm sorry about that. Are you there? This is Mr. George Underdown speaking.
I'm sorry I had to come back like this, Lady Thackeray.
Well, that's perfectly all right. I'm lunching at home today, and I haven't any guests, so I can spare you another 10 minutes.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Mr. Monk told me the whole thing had been sorted out.
Not very satisfactorily.
Indeed?
Well, I imagine you must have been slightly doubtful, too, or you wouldn't have agreed to see me.
I agreed to see you, Miss Warner, because you seem to me a sensible, straightforward sort of person. And I can hardly believe you'd waste my time unless you had something of importance to say. Will you have a sherry?
No, thank you.
Well?
Mr. Monk seemed to think that you'd be quite happy to have your letter printed in a fairly inconspicuous position, Lady Thackeray, where not much attention would be drawn to it.
That seemed to me probably the best thing.
And may I ask you in that case why you're concerned to have it published in the paper at all?
A rather impertinent question.
Perfectly reasonable one, though, surely.
It's hardly surprising, is it, that I should want to answer my sister?
Why not meet her and simply talk to her?
I think my answer should be made public.
With as little publicity as possible. Oh, come on now, Lady Thackeray.
Thelma chose to raise this matter publicly, and I shall answer her in the same way. Now, if you'll excuse me, Miss Warner, I don't think we have anything more to say to each other.
That's how you feel. I do just think I ought to say one thing to you before I go.
Oh, very well.
If you insist on us printing this letter, it will be to maximum publicity.
But Mr. Monk assured me that...
I've already had inquiries from Junior Spelgrove, wanting to know if there was going to be any follow-up. He's been on to me several times. So have two of the other nationals. In fact, my telephone has been hot, Lady Thackeray. If we publish, there'll be a lot more inquiries.
You don't have to answer them.
No, but I shall. In detail. And I shall make sure your letter isn't missed by anyone.
You can't possibly do that.
Oh, I can, very easily. It's part of my job as a journalist.
When I've spoken to Mr. Monk, it's very unlikely that you'll have a job, Miss Warner.
Well, he can't sack all the journalists in Fleet Street. There are an awful lot of them, and an awful lot of gossip columns, and women's magazines who might be interested, and I can't possibly prevent them getting the facts, can I? Family feuds in public always look nasty, and people can be so spiteful.
I don't like your tone, young woman.
No, I didn't think you would. I wanted to be sure you realized the position, though.
And I don't like being threatened.
Oh, it's hardly that. But if you're really concerned, at the moment, not many people have read those comments about your mother. Publish that letter, and you make quite sure everyone reads them.
Just let me get this straight, Liz. You went to Lady Thackeray and said...
What I told Lady Thackeray was made quite clear at the editorial meeting, I thought.
Well, have you told Milton Monk yet what you've done?
No, I didn't see the necessity.
Well, he'll know soon enough.
Mm-hmm, since somebody else will be ringing him.
Are you suggesting that I pass information to Milton?
I was thinking of Lady Thackeray, actually.
Oh. What's going on in my office? Sitting?
I was waiting to talk to you.
And I was waiting to take you over to the pub for a drink.
Oh, well, first things first. What was it you wanted, Morris?
I want to know what line you propose to take now that Liz has gone against a directive from the proprietor.
I think we wait to see what line Milton takes, don't you? And Lady Thackeray.
I see. Well, it was bloody high-handed, if you want to know my opinion.
You didn't say that at the meeting.
I was completely flabbergasted at the meeting.
Yes, it made quite a nice change.
It was also damned irresponsible of you.
Hmm. Well, what have you to say to that, Liz?
I asked Mr. Monk to let me sort out the Thelma Gough article and Lady Thackeray, and he agreed. I was simply acting on that brief.
In direct opposition to what he just told Mike.
That was my decision.
No, it was not. It was not your decision to make. That was an editorial decision.
May I remind you that I am the editor of the woman's page on which the letter is supposed to appear?
But you're not the editor of the paper.
No, and neither are you, Morris.
Mike Nash.
Perhaps we'd better not go into that.
Oh, hello, Donna.
You are aware I've applied for the post, though?
Well, no, it isn't a very good moment, really.
I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I wouldn't argue with that.
Of course, it's really important.
And perhaps now is the moment to tell you that I've put in for the job, too.
Oh, marvellous. What? Marvellous, darling.
What is?
Oh, we've got a buyer for the house.
Mike, is that you? Oh, darling, I'm so thrilled.
Yeah, pretty good, isn't it? I never thought we'd get an offer that quickly.
Oh, nor did I. Oh, Mike.
Wait, steady on, steady on. There's something in my coat pocket I don't want broken.
What?
This here.
Champagne?
Sorry, it's only half a bottle, but it ought to do the two of us.
Just as well, too, such tea.
Yes, just as well, considering what her reaction to the news would have been.
Chickening, more like.
Now, here, you hold on to this.
Okay.
Who is it, by the way? Anyone we've seen yet?
What?
Who's buying? I wondered if it was the, you know, the Saturday morning couple.
I don't know.
You don't know? Oh, Claire, didn't you ask?
Of course I did. But it's being done through the estate agents. The buyer's anonymous.
Oh, that sounds odd.
Oh, I don't see that it matters. It's probably some business company. The agents seem perfectly satisfied with them, and they always check up thoroughly.
Hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry I rang you at the wrong moment this morning.
Oh, didn't matter.
Was it very awkward?
Well, it was rather opportune in some ways. Liz and Morris were in the middle of a row.
Just as well I broke it up, then.
Yes, gave them time to simmer down.
I can't imagine Liz having a row with anyone.
Oh, can't you? She was doing rather well today. Splendidly icy. She doesn't shout as much as Morris, of course.
Oh, no, I can imagine him having rows very easily.
Well, for once, he was lost for words.
Why?
Well, Liz told him she'd put in for the editorship. I've never seen a man's jaw literally drop before.
Be a bit difficult for her if he gets it, though, won't it?
Oh, I don't see why. Might make him take her a bit more seriously. He was bound to be told sometime. You can't keep that sort of thing quiet. Anyway, I don't suppose Liz would want that.
Was that what the row was about?
Oh, no, no, no. It was the Thelma Gough interview.
What's happened about that?
Why, it's a long story. Hey, look, you better put that bottle in the fridge first. I can't wait for my glass of champers.
You won't have to, darling.
What?
Because I've been even more extravagant than you. There's a bottle in the fridge already. Full size. We'll be right back.